Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online with KC.
Okay, so I just heard this video of Kanye talking about music, and within the video, Kanye mentions how music basically is of the devil. So, according to the Bible, Satan, also known as Lucifer, aka the Morning Star, was the angel of music. Now, I don't know specifically where in the Bible it says this. I guess I'll look and see if I can find the scripture. But this video is not specifically about him. Now, if you're open-minded, there is a show called Lucifer on Netflix that I really enjoyed that kind of, in my opinion, was very insightful because it showed how people are inherently drawn to negative thoughts sometimes, and then they blame the devil for the negative thoughts in which they have, instead of saying, you know what, my mind just was a little bit off, or I just started thinking about, because everybody has good and evil within them. Everybody has positive and negative within them. Everybody has male and female energy within them. So if you're open to it, I like the show mainly because it was enlightening in the sense of the devil wasn't making people do anything. It was people's choices that allowed them to be open to a ego-based thought, because I believe that the enemy, the devil, Satan, is more of a inner ego issue. Anyways, this video is not about that. And I didn't mean to plug that show because I'm not getting paid for it, but I like the show because it really was, you know what I'm saying, insightful in the way that I described. So in this video, I watched it about 20 minutes ago, changed phones, seen somebody else's story, and watched the video again. The second time that I watched this video of Kanye explaining about music and 808 and how the devil is, or Satan, Lucifer, Morning Star, is supposed to be the angel of music, I suppose. Now, I would like to say I have done a lot of research in religious matters, and literally, aside from being the Morning Star, it is also defined as light bearer. And in my personal theory, there is a sort of alignment issue within the Bible where you have two things. You get Lucifer, Satan, Morning Star, light bearer being kicked out of heaven and into whatever the abyss is. And then you have the miracle of Jesus, born with no semen, supposedly, that simply is impregnated into a woman and is the sun, light figure in the sky of God. In my opinion, there is no thing in the Bible that would disconnect Lucifer, Morning Star, being the son of God, you know what I'm saying, being that essence, and being allowed to be kicked out of heaven as Lucifer, to be born again in the earth, and then to redeem himself by being killed, by being perfect and still being killed without sin. Now, just as I'm sitting here thinking about it right now, when I think about being without sin, and I have gotten into it with people about this because they don't understand my point of view or the narrative in which I am speaking, Jesus was not without fault. In human eyes, he was only without sin to God, meaning Jesus messed up, Jesus broke rules, Jesus was unruly to the standards and religious practices that were set in the earth. However, In God's view, he did everything that he was called and was supposed to do. So when we say that he is without sin or blemishless, we are not talking about at man's eye level because he was killed because he was doing shit that they didn't like. We are talking about he is sinless as far as when God views him, God didn't see nothing wrong because he was doing the things of God as he was sent by his Father. Now, my opinion is that Jesus and Lucifer are the same exact quote unquote angel, one sent down and then one redeemed himself to be placed back at the right hand seat of God as an angel. Now, that's just my religious theory when it comes to that. However, this video is not necessarily about that either. So in the video, Kanye specifically was talking about Lucifer, Satan being the angel of music. Again, let me go look and see if I can find that while I'm talking. But when I really started thinking about that, I start thinking about the Bible and religion from a very race-driven aspect, because a lot of the things that we see in the Bible, a lot of the spiritual practices in the Bible are actually African traditions and African culture that has been broken down and misinterpreted in some aspects, but has been used to form a religion where strong spiritual practices that actually work has been transformed into a doctrine in which those spiritual practices still work. However, they're not used in the same way, in the same aspect, in order to build, grow, and exalt the human nature through the spiritual realm of being. So when I thought about that part, and then when I think about how European and white society has demonized Black people, it kind of today made me think that maybe, perhaps, back in those times, you know, I started out this video with the African style music because culturally, from my understanding, and I'll do more research over time, as far as African music and tribal traditions, as far as song, dance, and all of those things. But immediately, I was reminded of how African tribal tribes use song, dance, music, and rhythm in order to worship, in order to praise, in order to honor the dead, in order to do so many cultural things that are spiritual. And it made me realize that a lot of what religion teaches is aimed to discredit, I want to say, Black people, but the heritage, culture, traditions, and spiritual beliefs of African Americans or Africans, period, Black people, indigenous people. And I say that because when you think about all of the things that the Bible says is wrong, or all of the narratives in which the Bible projects negativity or bad things, it's in alignment with spiritual genocide. And I say spiritual genocide because a lot of what we believe or have been conditioned to believe in the American culture from the European government is based in minimizing spiritual culture in which the soul is exonerated and exalted and lifted to its highest level. And it is to minimize the soul and to create human soulless robotic type of beings. And I say that because if you think about all spiritual influence and spiritual concepts when it comes to healing, when you think about, so a lot of healing, they call the healers that existed prior to modern medicine were called witch doctors, were called all sorts of evil or things that are now deemed to be evil. So a lot of herbal and, you know, natural type of remedies were extinguished so that the practice of medicine could be exalted. And when you think about the Egyptian tombs, when you think about mummification, when you think about how indigenous and African people honored their ancestors, when you think about angels and spirits, when you think about a lot of things that African and indigenous people believed were demonized. So everything that you need to know in order to grow your soul has been told to you that it's evil, so that you are a little bit withdrawn and you hold back instead of learning more about the very thing that can exonerate, lift, build, and increase your soul presence in this earth. That means that you can know your purpose better. You can be more strategic about the things that you do, what you're open to, and everything. So when I think about the video that I heard that stated that basically anything musically comes from or comes in a space from the angel of darkness, although his name means morning star light bearer, it makes me think about the demonization of, which demon means genius. If you look up the word according to Webster, the original origin of demon means genius, but is used to demonize or make evil so many aspects of spiritual concepts that were used and spiritual principles that were used or had been okay for millions of years in order to facilitate what they want you to do. So if I tell you that this is evil and that you're going to go to hell, regardless if hell is real or not, because at this point, if I'm telling you this is evil and creating a place where if you do the things that I'm telling you not to do, in order for you to think that if you do this, you're going to suffer, or if you act like this, you're going to suffer, or if you submit to this, you're going to suffer, or if you believe in this, you're going to suffer, if you practice this, you're going to suffer. If I create that narrative and tell you that anything outside of white light is bad, then guess what? I can control what you're willing to research, what you're willing to learn about. Because you got to think, indigenous and African people mostly were forced into religion by crusades that killed people who didn't take on their beliefs. You got to remember that the Europeans, and I want to say those in support of the European movement, forced, okay, Christianity on people, but they also were the same people that killed witches, natural healers, prophets, those people that had a spiritual, a soul gifting, where in which their natural disposition were able to intuitively identify with things outside of them, things that they could not know. But all of these things have been deemed evil by the Bible. Now, let me back up a little bit, because you could be a prophet in the Bible, but in the real world, if you're prophetic, you're looked at as though something is on you. It's just like, if you think about a lot of the things that are thought of to be evil, most of them probably started or encompasses some type of African, Black, Indigenous heritage. And then it's been, you know what I'm saying, displaced and linked to something other than what was white, light, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it just, like, listening to that video and thinking about the way he described the 808 and the boom, 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 it made me think about African dances and how Africans sing and do so many different things as a part of their natural culture, and have been doing that traditionally for so long that it doesn't surprise me that they have given this Satan character the creative band to be controlling of all music. And, you know, like, I when I think about the Crusades, killings, of witches, prophetic people, or anybody that was outside of those people that were healers. I mean, they killed anybody that did not align with what they wanted to believe based on the Roman emperor's biblical principles, basically. And when I think about that, it really shifts my mind. And I believe, like, I'm not telling you to leave your religion. I'm not telling you to go against your beliefs. But what I would like for you to do is to do some research that will reveal to you how Christianity became so, I don't want to say powerful, how it became the mainstream concept of godly living, the mainstream concept of the criteria or standards that you need to get, that you need to uphold in order to be close to God, to be in alignment with God. You know what I'm saying? Anything that happens, the belief system that has been given to us is surrounding Christianity, which is a religion that governs your spiritual nature. And there is not many places in the Bible that speaks about soul readiness, that speaks about soul enlightenment, that speaks about purpose and really being in alignment with God one-on-one. Everything is like, well, I got to go through somebody else in order to get to God. When God is like, nigga, come to me. Come to me, all those who are heavy laden and burdened. You know what I'm saying? God say, come to me. But the religion that we teach, have been taught, were given and forced upon us, told us that we have to go through somebody else when God say go to him. When God say he had jealous God and to put nobody before God. And then when even Jesus say, I am not God, you know what I'm saying? There is only one good and that is God. And all of these things, and then the underlying narrative that Christ actually means anointing and is not the name but a title. It really, if you start to do your research, if you really look, you will see that the narrative is set to control your spiritual beliefs and your soul. You will see that the preset of religion is to discredit, for mostly, your blackness, your natural soul culture in which you're drawn to. Black people are very creative. Black people have a knack for music, singing, dancing, humming. Not because somebody else gave it to us, but because that's who we are. We have a natural rhythm. We have a natural dance. We have a natural spiritual calling to the rhythm of our soul, to the vibration, to extend that vibration and rhythm out into this world. And it doesn't surprise me that not all of a sudden, like it just started happening within the last 2-3 years or 200-300 years, but that you take the spiritual concepts of Africans and use it in a way that renders control, but then you demonize the culture of the music of Africa so that you can keep the control. Again, everything is about control. Everything, especially when it comes to religion, is about controlling the narrative and manipulating your mind in order to control your soul. So if I manipulate your mind, if I get into your spirit mind, then I can control your heart soul with manipulation. Because if I tell you that this is evil, even if it's not, even if God didn't tell you that it was evil to be involved in this, to be in, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like with sex and sexuality. The narrative of sex being evil, when God gave everybody sexual desire, when God gave everybody the ability to be aroused, when God gave you the very thing that is being said to be evil naturally, then you have to realize that the narrative is controlling how you look at the whole world around you. And if you see anything outside of what that narrative tells you as evil, then you will be less likely to go and learn things. Even if God tell you, if God could tell you to go learn some shit about sex, and if you are too religious, you will swear that it was evil. You will swear that it was the devil, and be wrong, because God could be leading you down an avenue that will help people to understand their own sexual nature, that will help people to understand their human desires. And if you are too religiously minded, then you will be no earthly good in helping people understand the very thing that makes them a human being. Now, I am right here looking up, where in the Bible does it say Satan is the angel of music? Because they will tell you goddamn anything. Seems to a hint that said this evolved music happen. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on this day you were created. Although the exact meaning is difficult, Hebrew is uncertain. There may be have been such instruments in heaven, but there is no evidence outside of this verse to verify it. Revelations 5 and 8 and 15 and 2 refer to harp, but not to timbrels or pipes. The two scripture passages that describe Satan before he fell are Ezekiel 28, 12-19, and Isaiah 14, 12-15. Satan was the anointed cherub, C-H-E-R-U-B, which I believe are the, I'm going to Google it so that I'm 100% certain while I'm talking to you live. And yes, you can see, I can read. A cherub is a winged angelic being described in biblical tradition as ascending, as attending on God. It is represented in ancient Middle Eastern art as a lion or a bull with eagle wings and a human face, and regarded in traditional Christian and angelology. What the hell? I ain't never heard no angelology. As an angel of the second highest order of the ninefold celestial hierarchy. A representation of this in art depicted as a chubby, healthy-looking child with wings. This is what I thought it was. I have two of these on my front door. I'll show you in another picture or another video, because I'm not getting up right now out this bed, asshole naked, to go outside to show you these damn things. It's on my front porch. A beautiful, innocent-looking child with wings, basically. So, wanted to read that so that while I'm reading this, you have a story reference. So it's an anointed angel winged human being. They said that Satan was an anointed cherub. Now, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I'm not the best at pronunciation all the time, and it's been worse since surgery. But you know what the fuck I'm talking about. He was adorned with precious jewel, every precious jewel imaginable. That's Ezekiel 13. 14 was the anointed part. He was the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Ezekiel 28:12b. He likely, I know the Bible don't say he likely was the highest of all angels. He was persuasive enough to convince one third of the angels to join him in his rebellion. Now, see, when I even read this, when you think about to join him in his rebellion, it instantaneously makes me think about Exodus, when Moses was freeing the people and to let my people go. It makes me think about the rebellion when slaves are trying to leave their masters because they were being basically killed, abused, beaten, everything that you could think of, raped, mistreated, all of those things. So right here, just off top, when it says that he convinced one third of angels to join him, it makes me think of John Brown and his rebellion against slaves. Because if you think about it, Moses was the first person to rebel against being a slave and having a master according to the Bible. So when I think about, it goes back to my theory that all Black people are, in the most part, based in religious thought process, are demonized, especially those that go against the master or the religious concept or the spiritual leaders at hand. And it makes me think about how Jesus was killed when he decided that he was going to do the God thing and not the religious thing, because everything that Jesus died for, y'all call Christianity. Jesus did not die for you to be controlled by the rules. He died according to what the Bible says, for you to live, love, and to practice forgiveness and to love your neighbor as yourself. But the thing is, most people don't love themselves. So you can't love somebody else more than you actually love yourself in a healthy way. You could love somebody more than you love yourself, but it's not going to be healthy. It's going to be perverted. It's going to be less than perfect. And perfect love can exist because perfect love casts out all fears. Perfect love walks in honor, integrity, and dignity and strength. It builds up other people because it knows love within itself, and it sees the love within others and helps to build and exonerate and esteem and, you know what I'm saying, like put love on a pedestal. That's what Christ, the title for the anointing, was about, and what was supposed to have died for, and what you are supposed to renew your mind to. But we'll keep going. Okay, even after his fall from heaven, not even Michael the archangel dared to stand up to him without the Lord's help. Jude 9. Okay, so if Jesus is Lord, then what Lord's help is there? Are they talking about? Okay, let's keep going. Satan fell because of pride. See, when I talk about ego being evil, it is the pride that's inside of us that makes the ego evil. Because of his pride, he did not like being second best. He wanted to be God. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain, Isaiah 14 and 13. Reading this right now goes back to my theory of Satan and Jesus, Lucifer, the morning star, and Jesus, the sun, morning star, of God being equivalent. And even more so, it goes to when it says that Satan fell because of he did not like being second best. He wanted to be God. So when you think about the way Jesus is exalted above God today, thought to be another version of God, the Son of God, but God in flesh on earth, it really, honestly, right now, even more so than when I said it before, even more so, gives me more reason to believe my concept of Jesus and Lucifer, a morning star. I can't remember at this point. Okay, so most dictionaries would translate Jesus' name, which apparently more properly translated is Yahshua, to be God is salvation. God is salvation is a phrase that ascribes to a passive quality of God. The name Jesus is derived from Hebrew Yeshua, which is based on the Semitic root of meaning Hebrew to deliver, to rescue, likely originating in Proto-Semitic. It's a YT. It appears in several Semitic personal names outside of Hebrew, like Aramaic name, Hadad. So I got to look it up in a different way so that I can get the, see if it comes up. Sometimes you will look up something and it tells you the history. Entry 1 of 2 of Webster. The Jewish religious teacher whose life, death, and resurrection, as reported by evangelists, are the basis of the Christian message of salvation, also called Jesus Christ. Christian Science defines it, this is definition two, the highest human corporal concept of divine ideal, rebuking and destroying error and bringing to light man's immortality. I'm trying to see if there is a, I like to go and find definitions. That's how I realize that literally, not figuratively speaking, literally that demon meant genius, and that Lucifer meant morning star and light bearer. So, okay, we can go way back. We can go back to, with Satan in charge of music. So, what was I just looking that up for? Because I was trying to find the definition of Jesus. So, when I look and I read just this about, I think I'm going to do a part two. When I look and I read this simply about Satan not wanting to be second best, and that he wanted to be God. And it says that you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost highest, on the utmost heights, I'm sorry, of the sacred mountain. That's Isaiah 14 and 13. When you think about the narrative in which Jesus is preached, it is preached upon the narrative of him being God, and or taking God's place, because the narrative is that when God loved, so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And according to the Holy Trinity, it's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus being God on earth, meaning that this figure replaces God for you, because in most scenarios, in most narratives, you are told that you cannot go to God directly. You must speak to God through Jesus, which would be in alignment with the figure not wanting to be second and wanting to be God. So you're treating Jesus like God instead of treating God like God, and you're placing Jesus in the light of God instead of placing God in the light of himself. So instead of having a relationship with God, most people choose to have a relationship with Jesus instead of having a relationship, a direct relationship with God. They go through Jesus. So you've made Jesus your God. And in a lot of gospel and Christian songs, you will literally hear people say, Jesus is Lord, or Jesus is, and use Jesus and God interchangeably, although they are not. This is going to be the end of this video. I am going to do a part two, because I believe that that would be better than to go over 40 minutes in order to say what I'm trying to say in this video. So part two will be next. I'm going to finish reading this little thing that I looked up, as well as look up some other bases for the narrative in which I'm speaking. Again, this video is about the misconception of music, African history and heritage, and how Christian religion has demonized everything that comes from the soul. Basically, all the spiritual culture before Christianity was the thing to do and forced upon me, you, and our ancestors. So see you in a minute, part two.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.